This is awesome. It's a Monday. Supposed to be work and school. Thank you so much for being here. Listen, my father and I at the end of the game Sunday were talking. Gillette Stadium had never been that loud before, and it's because of the passion that all of you bring all the time to motivate the guys behind me. Thank you. The first people, I'm told, showed up this morning at 3:30. Who are you? Raise your hand. Thank you so much. So, what you do for the people who are on the stage and everybody works in this building, you're the foundation. You motivate these great players. You motivate the coaching staff, the medical staff, the training staff, the video staff, the equipment staff. Everybody is inspired and motivated by everything you bring. And thank you.
And kickoff week is kicked off with the rally. Jonathan Kraft, the Patriots president. We're pleased to have him join us now on the set of the Not Done Network. And by the way, before we start, on behalf of Molly, I want to say a huge thank you for being, this is revolutionary, what you guys have done with this network. And I firmly believe that in future years, you won't see teams make it to the Super Bowl without launching their own network. I know the fans appreciate the coverage. So thank you on behalf of us and the fans, because I know that it gives them an outlet. They don't have to turn off if they don't want, because Patriots coverage is going 24/7.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Well, you guys, to get talent like the two of you to believe in the vision that we had, that, you know, Fred Kirsch and Robin Glazer have executed on, and I personally wasn't sure we'd be able to get first-class talent like the two of you. But that's what makes it. If we were going to do this, we wanted it to be at a standard and a level where our fans didn't think it was just slapped together. And so thank you. This is hard work, and hopefully Patriot fans everywhere are enjoying it.
Thank you for signing off on it. It definitely sets the gold standard for teams in the NFL, and of course, the Patriots the first to do it. So you have to love being a part of something new and different. And looking back at the evolution of this franchise, I mean, since your family bought the Patriots in 1994, it took a complete 180. You were joking. Similar to your favorite team, the Browns, the Patriots have just become the gold standard. Now trips to 10 different Super Bowls. When your father first decided that he wanted to by the New England Patriots, what was your perception of the team? Where were they at that point?
Well, we had been huge fans since 71, and my first clear memory as a child was him coming home in 1971. I was seven, and showing season tickets in his briefcase. He had just bought season tickets to the first year of the Patriots in the old Schaefer Stadium, which became Foxborough Stadium. And my dad and my brothers and I would go to games, and it just became part of our lives. And that night, my brother Danny and I, my mom and dad fought, and we were listening. We never heard our parents fight. We're like, oh, Dad really messed up, because my mother didn't think we could afford the tickets. And then in 85, I was in college. It's when he first tried to do it, and won't get into the complexities of that. But when we were able to do it in 94, we had already bought the old Foxborough Stadium out of bankruptcy. I was in my late 20s. I was involved in helping to structure the financing, and it was just something that I knew he really wanted to do. And obviously, as you're in your 20s, so you're not yet a full-blown adult, but you're not a kid. You wanted, and I had some experience at finance. It's something that I was privileged to be a part of, but you really wanted to make happen. And my dad had grown up a Boston Braves fan, and it had tore his heart out when the Braves left Boston, and being in a position to prevent that from happening again is what was really driving him and us.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Do you ever pinch yourself, Jonathan?
No, I don't pinch, literally, no, but I think we realize how fortunate we are, not only with the success that the team has had on the field, But to have it be a team that's your hometown team, yeah, that you grew up.
You're a lifelong fan.
I was telling somebody yesterday, I forget who it was, but the, you know, driving down Route 1, I really remember as a 7, 8, 9-year-old boy going down that road, stuffed into the back of my dad's car with my brothers and some friends, and going to those games. And, it was a big part of our life. And unfortunately, in those days, as a kid, I saw one home playoff game against the Houston Oilers in the late 70s, and we got destroyed in that game. And my kids, who I think have perspective, but still, you know, they really believe you just go to Super Bowls. And we do have some perspective on how lucky we are, but yeah, it's great. We know how passionate the fan base is, and we love doing it for everybody.
Your kids only know Tom Brady as the quarterback of the Patriots, which is absolutely insane. They're so spoiled. And your father said the other day to Andrea Kramer that Tom Brady has earned the right to decide when he should retire. What have those discussions been like?
Well, there haven't been any. There haven't been any discussions. I think the question was in response, and it was asked, how do you tell Tom Brady he has to retire? And Andrea obviously has to ask that question. But I don't think, forget Tom for a minute, I don't think you tell any player when they have to retire. I think if you play in the National Football League, that's a player's decision. Mm-hmm. And a lot goes into whether or not you want to retire, and it's personal. And so it's not just Tom related, although Tom is obviously on his own level on so many different bases. He's not just the greatest competitor to ever play professional sports. You think about last week's game, 40, you've won 5 Super Bowls, you've been to more than anybody, you've been the MVP of 4, and on Wednesday, that happens to your hand, you know, and you watched how he goes out. I think most mere mortals look for any excuse to just not keep pushing through and competing. And I really believe he's the greatest competitor of all time in professional sports, with no disrespect to anybody else. But football is the hardest game physically. He's achieved so much. He's 40 years old. You have something like that happen 3 days, 4 days, whatever it was before the game, and look at the way he played against an amazing defense.
The finances of the game sometimes dictate that legends fade into the sunset in uniforms very unfamiliar to fan bases. We saw it with Joe Montana. We've seen it with a number of great players. Joe had to go to Kansas City to end his career. Can you envision Tom in another team's uniform and not retiring a Patriot?
I hope not, but those are discussions that aren't for this week. He looks great in Patriot blue and white and red when we wear it occasionally, and that's what I would say to that.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck to the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. We know you have to get going, so thank you so much for your time, Jonathan.
We really appreciate it. And Jay, thank you again.
Absolutely.
And thank you for everybody who's been engaging with the network. We've had so much great feedback. We appreciate it, and we're going to keep trying to deliver great content here, and hopefully we'll take, you know, Sunday. Hopefully Sunday will work out okay, but we're playing a really good team.
I guess the
bad teams don't make this game.
That's right. Jonathan, thank you very much. Great to see you again.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.